Yeah, where did the logs come from?
Going down?
Yeah. That's pretty good. Wow.
Yeah. You don't usually see it. We're right close, fairly close to the river. Usually when you're this close to the river, there's a lot more grass and big trees. How many people here?
Gosh, this is a nice place.
Really nice place.
Too nice.
Too hot,
is
it? Yeah.
Too hot. Is it cool? Yeah. Do you have a water system?
Yeah.
Is it, that was pretty much it, wasn't it? You got me down the house. I don't know. Yeah, but you see the PHF and DDT. They just told them the DDT.
I get it.
How much is suicide?
That's
the river over there. Gosh,
you guys have a nice town.
Oh. Oh,
wow.
Man,
what a nice town.
All right, ladies.
There's them that does it, them that doesn't. We're waiting for you.
Yeah, we got in the discussion down there.
It's fine. It's just too nice a day.
And,
this is a gorgeous village. I'm really glad we stopped here. I really like it.
Down
here, very that's
sure pretty.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sure. How about that?
Thank you.
I don't have the money.
Can make everybody did it with those nice logs,
didn't they? We're at a project going right now, looking at the fairgrounds and all the water that's probably using it.
Yeah,
we see them.
How many seats have you got working here, Bill?
Four. I was supposed to work there, but they wouldn't hire me if I came. You have to go by 50 minutes, but it's good for the cost. You hire all people that doesn't have any work. In the council.
That's pretty hard to find, isn't it?
Yeah. But I'm working. I can pay for my water bills. I work back there.
One well for the whole
town?
Yeah, just one well, Bill?
Yeah.
And it's just water number one.
It's a pretty good well, huh?
You guys are just going to check those gardens, right?
Yeah.
We're in good work with you.
They went over to try to catch him up.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They found everything. Might make the oil
ice in the
garden. There's a nice
one. Somebody's doing a nice one over there.
No, it's in the blue. You haven't heard that?
No, I got it down here. I talked to Ben.
What's he got? You do?
Good.
Who are you? Oh, is that your new house you're building right back there? Oh, that's yours.
That's for you.
Oh, I put toys here. Is it good?
I work for him.
That's where we live right here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that car.
That's yours, John?
No, that's John.
How do you fix it? How do you bring in the lobster?
A boat.
Pull it?
Put him up with cat.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah, but it's going to get warm, see?
Yeah.
We ordered up some good warm weather and thought we'd bring you down some good heat. It's beautiful today, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you don't have any mosquitoes around, huh?
No. That's right there.
Let's go see the stores first. I mean, the grocery, yeah, the stores. I mean, the store. Who's that?
That big car?
Puppy?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that looks
nice.
Yeah, I put mine same time, which is great.
Oh,
yeah.
What happened?
Is this
the first, same time you put yours in?
Yeah. Did that last time?
Boy, they look good.
I can't find that.
Uh-huh. You got plenty of good fertilizer in there. What do you use for fertilizer? Are you?
Yeah. Well, those sure look nice and green.
Sometimes when you put them where the dogs have been staked, you don't need any.
That's where I got my
house. Is this the first year this has been done? This has been used?
No, this has been used.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they're doing good.
They're doing good.
Where do you guys keep your potatoes when, after you dig them?
What do we do with them?
Yeah, where do you put them?
I agree with the house. Yeah. I didn't have much back there. I just didn't want to do. That's the feet.
Uh-huh.
I gave it away though. Okay. Yeah. I had a lot of stuff up there. And that's the feet.
Mm-hmm. It should be about good. Yes, it is.
Yours is down close to the river?
look at that.
Where'd that come from? Good off, huh?
Right off the chimney or something, too.
Get right up.
I'm sailing over.
Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, what's that?
Water, isn't it?
The roof came out of the car. It's working.
Well, this is how it goes out. Why, you can't even push it. It's not down.
Well, he's got him another top on, hasn't he? Looks like you had that on there.
The tin part flew
off. Yeah, the tin part blew off, huh?
Yeah, that's important.
I used to live way back in the cave down here.
Where the DeWilds live? Are they in town now?
They're in our camp.
Are they? Somewhere
in town. Yeah.
Selma works at the University of California.
Down here?
Yeah. Are you down here to the boat race? Yeah.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, that's skinny. Have you dug down to see if they're sprouted out yet?
Sprouting right here.
Oh, yeah, so they are. Sure
one
they
right
are.
Here, huh?
Maybe you planted them deeper or something.
They're willing to work, huh?
How about this deep?
Oh, cool.
Huh. They're popping out. Planted at the same time. Did you pre-sprout them?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the second year or is this the first year for this?
It
make a difference. It's cooler.
Different kind of ground.
Sure. Different kind of ground, and it, yeah, just one year, it'd be just a little cooler.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, turn up right there. That short KT is coming.
They're coming. That's a big enough garden if you're just feeding yourself.
I gave this prediction. It was later.
Was it for yours, Bergen?
Yeah.
How do you get them from here up to the house?
Yeah, you can. You put it up to the cat.
Was last year's log coming last year?
Yeah. Can I look at Steve?
Yeah. Living quarters is too cold, and teachers need to go in there.
Right,
nice old bell over here. Can you see up next to the front of the church?
Stephen after.
How you doing, Stephen?
My brother Pat, representative.
This is Kelly. You probably met Kelly.
Hi.
Yeah. That there's the driver of the plane. I don't even know his name.
Ryan.
I've seen you around before.
I used to fly for Glenn.
Yeah, right.
You know, it looks really good.
This one looks good, huh?
Oh, really good.
That's my first year.
Wow.
First year here?
I mean, that's the first year for the corn.
Yeah. Did you sprout the seeds before you put them in the ground?
We started it in April, I think, in the house. So we tried to plant it. I think we're planting it because we're trying to.
Going to have a front of the top here, I'd say.
You saw that big stuff in the middle?
You can't, dog.
When you put water in there, they say it's not good. No,
I think it's not good. A lot of my plants here, as they're coming out, the birds are eating them.
Are they?
Yeah.
You any trouble with root maggots?
Oh, there I did last year. That's turnips. Uh-huh.
They say if you mix black pepper and cayenne pepper, something else.
Sunburned face
around
off.
The bottom.
Didn't you get a nice burn on that face?
Who? Me?
What'd she do?
She's a nice burn on that face. She looks like she's blushing all the time.
Well, she is.
Maybe I am.
Let's see what this one looks like.
Kevin with all you.
That really looks good. That's potato dirt, isn't it?
Oh, corn, too, I'd say.
Corn, I'd say.
We had potatoes here last year. And really done good.
Well, they would, yes.
I threw 600 pound out of here last year.
I believe it. That's really good stuff. Did you plant potatoes this year?
Huh?
I got a couple of me.
Yeah, I got 600 pound potatoes.
Did you plant potatoes this year, someone?
Oh dear.
Okay.
Is it true that you're not supposed to plant potatoes in the same area every year?
Only if you got scab.
A couple of years. That's right.
As soon as they switch them around,
they'll get scabbed. You better off
see what I mean there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One side really come up.
First year, yeah, there.
Is Earl around?
Earl? He's out somewhere.
He's in Earl Atlas?
Yeah.
He's in Fairbanks last Wednesday.
Yeah, he's up there somewhere.
Him and Bill
are both up there. Yeah, he's
our. Looks like you're growing to be a baseball player, looks like.
Are they different kind of potatoes?
I love baseball players.
You know, I had trouble with mine this year. I planted all of mine in a
pot. How old are you?
I'm 6 2.
Are you really? I have one guy 7 and one guy 5.
Why?
They treat it, huh? Because I heard after.
They're treated. If you buy the Alaskan ones, if you get the Alaskan potatoes, they aren't treated. But if you get the ones from outside, they're all treated with something that keeps them from sprouting.
I put back quite a bit of the seed potatoes.
You're doing a good job of fertilizing too. I noticed over on the cabbage, you just by.
I'm making my own fertilizer.
Are you?
I took garden a lot with everybody I can see, you know. Really.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy made a trip here not too long ago, all the way up to Betty. He used to live in Betty. Now he's living in Clare. And he's got a big family, and he just had to raise his family and garden. And he's been using the Michigan fertilizer. A lot of fish stuff, like that with peat moss, you know, let it rot away. And then he kept that for a couple of years, he said.
That's
keep staring it up. And now he's in the garden, really rich. Well, that's what I'm doing. I don't want you to come there. Go over there.
Is that what you're doing over there?
Well, I think it's boiling for one right now.
That'll work.
Yeah, I got the peat moss in there.
You gotta cover it, keep the worms in there, don't you? If you let them hatch out, then all of them fly away and take half your fertilizer.
Yeah. But they all die off in there. And he told me he could let it rot like that in the fall when he'd pull out everything. He'd take it away and spray it all there and turn the ground over. Is that right?
Right?
Yeah.
You betcha. Yeah. You can't beat that.
It sure looks good. Mm-hmm. I'll bet these plants will.
Oh, amazed. Potatoes only get so high, then they start making potatoes. As soon as they get about the
something
size
else I done last year. This is my second year of garden. My
that,
wife does.
That's all, huh?
Yeah. Something else I done last year. You probably heard about it. I really watered my potato garden a little bit, you know. But I guess I was watering it too much. And the top really grows. There might be one big potato down there in that bed. And the part that I didn't water too much, that was all potatoes. Huh. So maybe potatoes don't take too much, huh?
They usually take a lot of water.
Yeah.
Sometimes that'll be right there in that one spot, you might have got too much nitrogen fertilizer on it, making all of the leaves rather than water. Uh-huh. Could be.
My carrots I spotted last year, everybody told me you got to thin it out. But I thought to myself, my wife done some garden work before, she keep telling me, she was in this camp. You gotta thin it out. Get enough the way it is, you know. Yeah. So I just left it. Well, so where it was by itself, it was baked. But where there was this crowd, it was a long skin, it was like a pencil, you know, all squished it and everything. So I came out of the room.
You learned something there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right here. This boy right here can thin carrots. Can't you thin carrots?
How?
Well, you mean, is this your boy?
Yeah.
Well, you teach him how to thin carrots.
I just got there.
Is that right?
He's a good looking boy. I got a boy about your age. He thins carrots. He says, I don't know how.
My carrots.
That's what he says all the time. We don't know how.
Yeah. Where did they get about?
You
know,
we do.
I got a hot house too.
You do?
Oh yeah. I'm studying everything.
Almost killed that dog.
I didn't grow that.
Tangled with the bear.
Yeah.
Well, they transplanted all that. Came off and took all
crap.
Tomatoes in there.
Oh, yeah. Starting.
They are, for sure.
Yeah.
That's big,
huh? Uh-huh. Cucumbers.
Yeah.
Did you come in and tickle them? You know, you come in like that?
That's what somebody told me.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
What do you do? Yeah.
That makes them get tomatoes on you. Just come in, just tickle a little bit, shake the plant. Uh-huh. That's what I do. Once, about every 2-3 days. Like that.
What does that do?
Pollinates. Okay. If you're short of bees, you don't have very many bees, sometimes the plant will come out and you won't get pollinated, but you won't pay them. So, I come out, I just pay them.
They're self-pollinating.
No.
That's
good.
Yeah. And then last year I never used to water right out of
the river,
city water, you know. And I run a hose all the way down to the spray garden. And that's it. Ice cold water.
Yeah.
So this year, you notice I got water all over now.
That gets warm.
Yeah.
I've got to do that. I've got mine outside.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got any good cold water?
Something
that's on
right up there.
That's really nice.
They don't use it now, but they used to, you know. You hit a salmon with it, and if he's installed it, they say it'll break.
Yeah.
The bone will break. So the way they got it, you hit a salmon.
Yeah, you break it off.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
Uh-huh, right.
That's moose farm?
That's bold again, yeah. Got a lot of moose, yeah. There's somebody give it to me. But that's the same way I seen a spare right there. The one I seen, it got the rawhide all the way down the handle.
So it won't split.
So it wouldn't break so easy and no blood run down on the good grip. But I'm a fun.
Where's the baskets? That's something. Oh, here.
Oh,
she had lots of them there.
You know what that is?
That's birch bark.
Uh-huh.
And spruce roots.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what it's used for?
Maybe.
Do you know why it's made that particular one? It was an old falling apart. She just looked at it and counted it. That always intrigues me.
Oh, I make baskets.
Two orders?
Yeah.
I would think. How much do you sell those for?
I don't know, really. That's why I don't sell it. I know there's a lot of work going through it.
I would be. I bet.
Yeah. And really, that thing's supposed to have birch handle. That's a spruce here. I just done it.
What did you use to shape the horn? I got a table saw.
That's the rough shape, right? Yeah, that's the rough work. But that's the same way I seen it in 1967 with the gather of all that old Indian stuff up in Burbank.
Uh-huh.
That's the same way.
Well, sure do appreciate the water. Okay, one more step.
What's that?
Mom. Do you know Grand Liza?
Oh, yeah.
Panda
turtle. Our skin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a beautiful cat.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you for the water and the tour of your gardens.
Enjoy your vegetables.
I want it to fall.
Thank you. We'll see you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Hey, thank you.
Nice to meet you.
I thought that was funny. Well, I have to admit, you know, when I get something planted like that, too, I hate to pull.
Me too.
I just hate it. You know, it just goes against my grain.
My father-in-law tells me... I replant them somewhere, but they don't usually do too well.
My father-in-law says that I'm supposed to pick all the runners off my strawberries, so they're not my strawberries. I just refuse. The hardest thing for me to do is pick the suckers off my tomatoes for green.
Yeah.
What's this sucker? A bullet, but I mean...
Yeah, probably 2 points. Yeah. No.
Beautiful road, huh?
Beautiful road. Good trail.
I know how to pick the vegetables, Brown. Pretty good, actually.
Now we teach them how to preserve them and teach them how to prepare them differently, like the Chinese style of wok cooking and so on. None of them cook them now, but they go for that. All they need is instruction.
Do they stick on here?
They were probably from the same batch in 2020.
Ah.
And I don't know what the carrier they're using on. Uh-huh.
It's about the same. You know,
we got down there.
You got the 72 no matter where you go, up and down the river, and you're everywhere.
This is the second year, right? John sort of pioneered it last year at the university.
It would have been cool up here, too?
Too cool, actually. May was really warm. Where were you in May? Like, what part of the state?
Bird gets in the Fairbanks, you're going to look. We're going to split it, battle.
They're dead with that camp. Oh, that's fine. We tried to run the best we could. Most of the time. Ruby, Lena.
I was loosely looking.
Good.
Yeah. All them good people going at it.
Yeah,
in the garden work.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a garden?
Yeah, we saw it.
Guess we'll see it. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, that one's excellent. Excellent garden. See where we live.
We're just admiring the garden.
Yeah.
Good. What's this red stuff?
Yes, lettuce.
Don't walk on my lettuce, Donald.
Foolish.
We're going to see what
try to tell them, but seeing is a whole lot better.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's right early this year.
Right.
Start seedlings on 24th of April.
When did you plant?
Put them in the 1st of June.
Mm-hmm. And your peas the 1st of June too?
Yeah. That's funny, the ones on this side are the ones that were started in the house, and the ones on this side were the ones that were started on June 1st.
You know what? No, I'll tell you what. Peas like to be in 6 weeks before the last frost.
Really?
They like to start and fall down.
Who's I don't know, from Division of Agriculture, say, Department of
Ready? Yeah. Let me skip around.
I started out wanting to do a community greenhouse, and I built it twice. The kids would always play in it, and you can see the results. And I was really kind of disgusted. So what we're doing this time is I went door to door, and I told people, frame out a spot like a smokehouse, and I'll build a greenhouse. And a couple families want that for their drivers. But we're finding that public property doesn't work too well. There's nobody who will assume the burden.
How can you tell anybody to do anything, John?
Well, I can't really, but... Yeah, but people are doing private gardens, that kind of thing, see, mm-hmm. as opposed to a public community garden.
Whatever gets in the food on the table.
Yeah. So originally we sent out a pretty good-sized greenhouse as a model of how they'd look, and you can see the results. It's a little bit too big. We need smaller, a smaller approach. Mm-hmm.
Do they have a city council or something?
Yeah.
That's probably
very likely. There's a mayor and council.
Do they get involved in the decisions that you make?
It's marginal. If I'm doing something goofy, they'll let me know. See what I mean by that?
Are they interested in talking to you in advance of the deadline?
Yeah, there had to be a directive to let me come up and do some work.
Directed by town chief?
The council here had to approve it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I'm here at their request. And but I come up here and I go door to door. I never come to community meetings or try to do classes. And a lot of people here know what to do, older people especially. So, for myself, going door to door and working individually with family is something most comfortable way for me to work, rather than society as such.
That's unfortunate.
Definitely, but the problem is not really with the working class, with the unemployed.
Above.
It's the management class.
We
got a little conflict here with John.
Got John Perkins. This John?
Yeah.
This John's last
name. Oh, really?
They don't get along?
Well, no, they get along great. In fact, then they work for John Perkins. But this last time they come up and got irrigation pump that John had bought with his own money in New England. He just sort of brought it up without asking.
Well, that's the deal with
that. And that's something that they've settled. I guess I just tried to stay out of it.
But it created a little bit of strain in
the atmosphere. And I think we both understand. But let's see. But really, basically, we cooperate pretty well.
Gardens here. I'm sorry, looking at them. Nice gardens, John.
Well, that's why I'm wondering why they feel so jealous if you're willing to take a certain type of program.
Because this area is actually the lower river area is more. More attuned, really.
Yeah.
Most people run into the park.
Yeah.
Well, what I meant was, why is the management?
I think they enlarge.
Everybody, they get, let's say, a few.
The rest of the butts go to the people. That's where it belongs.
I much prefer you guys' approach where you make the people who work in the general cheese for the day. Yeah, they do. I just...
That's why the greenhouse here didn't.
That's exactly
they
right.
They come in and said, this is what you're going to get.
And they build it.
And they build
it. I was offended. I'm not even looking.
Right on. Exactly.
Where we go in, you know, if the guy says, hey, I want a greenhouse, you say, hey, fine, you know, what do you want? Mm-hmm. So a week later, he comes back and says, where the hell's my greenhouse? Well, how big do you want it? I want it, you know, 4x5. Oh, okay, let's go cut some poles. Get the poles, they frame up, then we'll get the material to go around it. Once he's done
it.
Some work and proven he really wants it.
Sure.
And then if somebody messes with it, he's going to have their head.
Yeah. He's going to be out there chasing the kids off the club. Yeah. You come in here and build him one or two office, Spinard Builder's lot, which is what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is their approach with greenhouses. Is to design one, they can load it, 2 180s for two people. Go around and do lots of
deliveries.
Mm-hmm. They have airplanes and go do it.
They must be slightly overwhelmed with the figure 40 feet.
Yeah, like I thought, you know, don't let it get you. Take 10 and do a good job, and then take 10 more and do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play games. We started last year, you know, first year with 2 villages, then with 7, and now we've expanded, but...
What have we got now, 19?
Yeah, we've built enough base that we can do them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cooperative effort, too. Because the chief has a man in the grass, and we've got one. Mm-hmm. And the chief has a man now in the Holy Cross area, and we've got 2 now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 3 people to help those people first year, which is fine. Next year there'll be less people. I think it's a...
I'm here maybe 7 or 8 days on.
Would this be easy though with a tractor?
That's
new ground.
Okay. All kinds of people want to use it then. It's got my logo. Yeah, it's busy. You heard they spend much money? Well, I started out last year being funded by the university. I worked for them.
You were cool.
REA, Dual Education.
Good job, coach.
Yeah, I was a John. I still work out of that office, but now I'm getting funded by TCC. So I wear a couple hats. Yeah. But I'm not here all night.
Well, most people do stay in the building. That's what I'm still waiting
for.
They got a what?
About half a minute?
Yeah, I'll be good.
There's a whole bunch of this here, so they're a little reserved. Runs the gamut, but I get along pretty good. I have to preface it, so. Yeah, I'm here.
We go through them.
That used to be a store, maybe a generation back. Wilford Evans used to own it. Like the Mission, you saw that, the remnants of that. This place used to be really thriving, but it hasn't. A lot of drink.
That would be one.
The Mission moved away?
I'm not in a good position to really say, but I don't know.
But is the Mission here?
There were some here this week.
They don't make it?
No.
One
that's
there?
Yeah, there's two. That burned down this one.
No.
It was a few times where.
If anyone was happy, it was about time for you.
No. But one of the funny things about this place is that, like I've mentioned 2 or 3 times, a lot of the old folks have a real feeling for the gardening thing.
And I attribute that to the mission, because the mission used to have a greenhouse, a root cellar, an ice house. So they've had all those exposures.
Mm-hmm. They lived here also.
Yeah, uh-huh. They had a couple of women lived up here. I think they were Episcopal nuns, Episcopal lay women, here for 28 years. Mm-hmm. So this place has quite a tradition. Mm-hmm. But I've only been here about two years, less than that, actually. So what I know about it is grand, what I pick up on here and there. Yeah, I got the feeling.
What's the clearing this time?
The battle's 35 miles up. And that's, you know, it's a bummer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You didn't know where Pappy would be, did you?
Yeah, he'd probably be down at yours, I would think.
You guys are brothers.
Yeah, yeah. He's hanging out.
Yeah. Where are you hanging out from?
Oh, Minnesota originally.
Are you in school somehow or another?
Not anymore.
He just got out of high school about 3 weeks ago. So, yeah. He's on the run. We ended up up here. So we've been having a good time. We chartered a boat up to Hughes. So we can come up here and do some work. And, been hanging out. Been living in a cabin over here. Belongs to one of the guys. I think it would. And inside that log house, it's like a parlor out of 1915 or 1910. Mm-hmm. Wallpaper, everything like that.
It's a very organized town.
Yeah.
That's like kind of unorganized people.
Yeah, that's, there's something to that. What I find interesting, just like the good side, that family units are very tight. I mean, there's a really tight cohesion here. A lot of happiness. Hi, Rose. Hi. And the young people, they won't leave this place either. They'll stay. That's what I think, too. Oh, hi. How you doing?
Hi.
I was on my way to Battles.
How are you?
But it looks like I'm heading south to Hughes. Yeah, where did you just come from? By boat or what? Oh, I see. Oh, you're the ones in the car.
Yeah. That must be a nice trip.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Is it the
church?
Episcopalian?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like negative, it's kind of self-evident. But, the family units here is really tight. And the best blood, the young people my age, they're not leaving either. They're staying.
What are they doing here? Firefighting?
Firefighting, fishing. There's somebody taking care of the flight service. Two people. The school hires a few people.
There's what? Age
and maintenance people. Someone has to take care of the power plant when they get electricity back. And
what is the problem with the
generator? The generator blew up.
Recently?
Yeah. But they haven't had electricity in over a year. The school has it. And they robbed that now and then. But that's the store. And the store is a champion. Black car, we have to pack in our food here. The town did, but they went bankrupt. Yeah, they couldn't pay their bills. I don't think they even got organized enough to file bankruptcy.
Right.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Who's the village leader?
Alex Simon. And he's a good man. He really is a good man. He doesn't hit the bottom. And he's a good father. He's got an excellent wife. He's got kids. All that kind of stuff. So he's a really good person. And my job up here, aside from agriculture, doing business classes, is figuring out how to, you know, bridge the gap between where we're coming from and where we're
coming
from. I think we are. We've got to see if there's room on the plane. We've been trying for 2 days to leave, but we never quite make it.
3 days now.
Yeah, 3 days.
You get your ride someplace?
Well, we chartered a boat up from Hughes, and we're going to take the mail plane to Dettles. So we just grab whatever's handy. So it's working like that. Well, how much room do you have in your plane? For 2 months?
I don't know.
There's a...
Do we?
Our plane's full, and the 180 has the pilots and two people.
Now,
so
Bill Fisher said if it was just a view, we'd take care of it.
Just to where?
Just to Hughes. We want to get off.
I think we're going to bed.
Yeah, I think one plane is and one plane isn't. We should grab our gear here.
I think both planes are going to bed. Both planes are going to Battles, and then one is coming back.
Yeah, that's
this way. Everything can stop on the way back. You guys just kind of took over a vacant cabin, huh?
It's not vacant. It belongs to one of the guys. He's like, he's a character and a half. Really a character. So we cook our meals there. And Jordan's got a big hole.
What are they making? Sled bunnies back there?
Yeah. It's crawling with mice. You know, it's a house.
Sure, it's probably got lots of food for
it. Yeah, exactly. I think that's how you describe the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and see if I can. Because the plane's coming and going. Can you grab my sleeping bag?
Oh.
Yeah, yes, I got it.
Our community has its office for the non-session time in Poland. And the sessions are really
good. How often do you get out in a place like this?
Well, this is a new committee. We never had any farmers in the legislature before. We got a few farmers in there now. There's a brand new director of agriculture, and he's about four times more dynamic.
I have no idea.
Hustlers down there, huh?
Atlas. Yeah, exactly. I gotta come up here, and if there's a drunk, I'm out of this split. Because they're kind of static, I gotta put up full. It's. This place can drive you insane. Occasionally, I gotta go hide.
Just, I understand.
Yeah. And partly it's racial, but partly I'm available, and they do that to each other too.
Is this your jean jacket I found?
Yeah, thank heaven. Because of wife beating, et cetera, child abuse. It's,
yes.
You know, it's endless.
Yeah.
So, but if you wanna look at that and emphasize it, that's what you think about. But there's a lot more to it. Like the young people are saying, like the culture is really, 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 really strong, which is a way of saying outside influence, static, so like that, yeah. We can either go to Battles or to Hughes, because we've been trying to get out of here for 2 days. But if there's room,
we'll be talking up here.
Oh,
yeah,
cat on a hot seat.
One extra seat.
Because he could see across the river when y'all came in. But Eddie came across, so I got to talk to
him. No, Bill said
oh,
we could probably put
there.
A few of the way to the
crowd. Now, we're just going to Battles now, huh?
Yeah, and then we head south.
We're going to get back to Battles.
I don't understand leaving.
Oh, is the room? I mean, oh dear. I'm gonna resist. No, no.
I'm gonna resist here. So, you're trying to get all the way to Battles?
Battles is only 35 miles up. So. Awkward in what respect? Financially or the distance?
Well, it's awkward because no one's saying to me until you hear your bags. And it puts me in a position where it's hard to say no
oh,
if I want to say
I'm
no.
Sorry.
And
I'm
not sure what I want to say yes or not.
Oh,
so that's what's awkward.
I didn't want to.
And Nick says,
I wonder if there'd be time for one plane to come back and pick these guys up while we're at that. It's only 35 miles.
If that's the case, we can take another plane tomorrow. Because we're more than flexible. So.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk to you about it.
Let's see if there's room.
Yeah. We should talk to you before we get
there. Okay.